Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin our Shiur five lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah had been discussing the issue of roasting or preparing an egg on Shabbos. The Mishnah mentions, V'lo yafkieno besudrin, v'rbiosi matir. This has to do with a piece of cloth that was warmed up, and after it gets fairly hot, so there is the possibility of cracking an egg on this cloth and it becoming cooked, or roasted, if you will. The Tanakhama says one is not allowed to do that, and Rabbiosi says it's okay. The Gemara. V'ha disnan noisnim tafshil l'soicha bor b'shvil shiheh shomor. We have a Tanaic source, and the Gemara is going to want to figure out who is the author of this source. And it says that one can put some cooked food in a pit so as to keep it from any climactic change, or keep it guarded from other things. V'es hamayim hayofim boroim b'shvil sheyitzanenu. Person can take some drinking water and put it in the drinking water is contained in some vessel, and he puts it in a pool of unfit water, but the unfit water is cold, so it will cool off the good drinking water. And finally, and this is of what's significant to us, v'es hatzoinen b'chamo b'shvil sheyichamu. One can take cold water and put it in the sun in order for it to get warm. Now, just let's remind ourselves, in the Mishnah, we spoke about a piece of cloth that was heated up in the sun and got so hot that you could prepare an egg on it. The Mishnah had a machlokes. The Tanakhama says not allowed, and Rabbi Yossi says it is allowed. So in this source, which says one can put the cold water in the sun so that it heats up, lema Rabbi Yosihi v'lo Rabbona, should we say that this is in accordance with Rabbi Yosi and not the Rabbona? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Nachman, b'chamo, if it's a question of putting something directly in the sun, d'kuli amo lo pligi dishori, there's no opposition to taking something and that you want to heat up and put it directly in the sun. That's okay. But toldos ha'ur kulei alma lo pligi de'osir. Taking an item that was heated up in the fire. For example, if you, let us say, took the cloth that the Mishnah spoke about and heated it up next to a fire. Everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, that it's also to use that. Ki pligi, but toldos hachamo. The machlokes concerns something that was heated up in the sun. Once again, not the sun itself, not benefiting from the heat of the sun directly, but rather something that became heated in the sun. Mor sovar gazrino toldos hachamo otu toldos or. The Tanakhama, the Chachomim, say, do not use something that was heated up in the sun, because if we allow that, you'll come to use something that was heated up in the fire. Umor sovar lo gazrino. Rabbi Yossi says we don't make a gzera. Each thing is treated separately. V'lo yatmineno b'choil. The Mishnah mentioned not to take an egg and put it in the sand or in dirt that was heated up in the sun. The topic heading that we have for this piece section of Gemara, we've written Isur Hatmonas Habeitza B'choil Shehucham B'Shemesh B'Shil Shetitzle. The Isur of burying an egg in dirt, so that was dirt that was heated up in the sun, so as to enable the egg to get roasted. So there is an issur of that, and the Gemara will point out that Rabbi Yossi does not disagree here, and he accepts this stringency. The question the Gemara will deal with was why? Why is there agreement in the in this prohibition? So one approach is, if we allow using the choil, the dirt heated up in the sun, one might come to put something in coals, which is clearly forbidden on Shabbos. And another approach that we'll see is that you are moving dirt out of place, and that's called mazes offer mimkomo. And Rashi's approach to Shemo Yazes Ofor is that there is a possibility, if you're coming to digging, to an Isser of Chofer Guma, of making a hole. The Tosfos elaborates on this issue, but for our purposes that will suffice. Let us now see this discussion in the Gemara. We mentioned in the Mishnah not to bury an egg in dirt that was heated up in the sun. And there was no dissenting opinion here. The Gemara asks, V'liflig nami Rabbi Yossi b'ha, why doesn't Rabbi Yossi mention his dissenting opinion and allow this? Just before, we saw he allowed the cracking of the egg over the heated cloth. So the Gemara answers that everyone agrees it's usur, but why? Number one, Rabba Omar Gzero Shema Yatmin Beremetz. We're afraid that if we allow the use of the dirt, you'll end up putting an egg in actual coals. And that's a definite isser on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef, number two, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Mitnei Shemezes Ofor Mimakoimoi. And Rashi explained that you, if you allow someone to use the dirt, he might find that the dirt is not granular enough, and he'll end up digging away more dirt to create a hole, and that being forbidden, that action being forbidden on Shabbos. My Binayu, what might be a point of difference between these two opinions? Iko Binayu, Ofor Tichuach. A case where there would be difference is if you're putting the egg into dirt that's very loose, very soft. So that if that's the case, so there's no problem of the digging of the hole. However, there still is the similarity or the resemblance of this to using coals. And so according to Rabba, Ofer Tichuach would still be Osir. And according to Rav Yosef, Ofer Tichuach would be okay. You can see that we have a new marking, the triangle with the colored in tip. These triangles, you will see, represent akasha on a couple of triangles, and they represent akasha on the Manda Omar that says, Mitnei Shemezes Ofor Mimakoimoi. In each case, you can see the Gemara opens up with a term, Bishlamo, according to that things will work out according to the Shemo Yatmin Beremetz. But what about according to the Manda Omar, which happened to be Rav Yosef, Mezes Ofor Mimakoimoi? So the Gemara asks, Meisvei Rav Shmuel Nil Oimer Megalgalin Beitzo Al Gabi Gag Roiseach V'ein Megalgalin Beitzo Al Gabi Sid Roiseach. Megalgalin, as we mentioned in a previous shiur, has to do with the egg being roasted, and once it becomes hard, so it rolls. So Megalgalin is an expression meaning the roasting of an egg. So Rav Shmuel says that one can roast the egg on a hot roof, but one cannot do the same thing on Sid Roseach. Now, Sid Roseach, Sid is lime that's made by casting stones into a kiln. And the kiln is an oven in which is fueled by fire. This is, so the Sid would be an example of Toldos Ha'ur. The Gag Roseach was heated up by the sun. And we saw Toldos HaChama, we saw regarding that there are opinions that allow that. Bishlamo lemadomar gzeiro shemo yatmin beremetz leko lemigzar. The Tanakh, the ratio of this source that says megaglin beitzo al gabi gag roseach, we can understand that because there is no basis for making a gzera of the use of coals. In other words, there's no connection between coals and the top of a hot roof. But he who explained, namely Rav Yosef, who explained that everyone agrees not to use the dirt mentioned in the Mishnah because you might come to the mazes offer mimakomo, well, is that not a possibility when it comes to the rooftop? So the Gemara answers, Stam gag les ba offer. No, it's not a possibility because your average roof, your standard roof, doesn't have dirt on it. Just like we said before, a rooftop doesn't have coals. A standard rooftop doesn't have dirt. Therefore, there's no room for restricting the preparation of the egg, the roasting of the egg, on the gag roseach. Therefore, we can say that Reb Yossi is represented here in this heter of Reb Shimon Liel, and Reb Yossi would not make the gzera that he did make in the case of the Isser of Hatmona B'chol. Toshma, we quote another Tanaic source from the Mishnah, Maise She'osu Anshei Tveria, Vevil Silon Shotsone Lesoch Amo Shel Chamin V'chulei. The Anshei Tveria had taken a pipe containing cold water and put it in a pool or a stream of hot water. So, Bishlamo Leman Deomar Gzero Shemo Yatmin Beremetz Hainu Didamyo Lahatmona. We should point out, by the way, that the case of the Anshei Tveria met up with the opposition of the Chachomim. So, the case of the pipe of cold water being put in the stream of hot water met up with opposition, and this fits in well with the scheme of Gzeiro Shemo Yatmin Beremes. So this looks like being matmin, it's digging something or wedging something into another substance. But according to the Rav Yosef, who explained the reason Rav Yosef is machmir by the lo yat minenu b'choil case is because of meis is offer mimakomo, what offer mimakomo is there over here? So why would the Chachomim have opposed what the Anshei Tveria did? The Gemara answers, Mi Savris Maisa Tveria Asefokoi, who says that the case of the Anshei Tveria was a continuation of that which the Mishnah spoke about, the Choyl and the Avak Drachim, which was the latter part of the Mishnah. Not true. Aresha Koi, the case of the Anshei Tveria is going on the beginning of the Mishnah, the early part of the Mishnah, where it said, Lo yafki eno besudrin, Rabbi Yossi Matir. The issue of cracking the egg on the heated cloth. Vahochi ko'amri le rabbonon le Rabbi Yossi. And thusly, the rabbonon argued with against Rabbi Yossi, Ho maisedanshe tveria, the toldos chamohu, the asri luhu rabbonon. Look at the case, the story involving the pipe in Tveria, where what was that? That was a case of something heated up in the sun, just like the case of the cloth that was heated up in the sun, and the Rabbanan banned it. They banned the pipe, the use of the heated water in the Tveria story. So that's like our opinion, not to crack the egg on the cloth heated in the sun. Omar Lehu, Rabbi Yossi answered, Hahu, the case of Chame Tiveria, the hot pools of Tiveria, are not Toldos Chamo. They're Toldos Urhu. That is an example of something heated up in fire, not heated up in the sun. And how do you say that the waters of Tiveria are heated up in the fire? The Chalfi Apischa de Gehenim. The waters that are part of the hot springs of Tiveria, those waters pass over the entrance to purgatory. Purgatory, the heat there is associated with the heat of fire and not the heat of the sun. Omar Rav Chisda. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis. Mimaisa she'osu anshei Tiveria v'asri lehu rabbanan. Based on that whole incident where they made a pipe, they put the pipe of cold water into a stream of hot water, and the rabbanan asked that botla hatmono bedover hamoisiv hevel v'afilu miba'oid yoim. Based on that, the restriction of insulating food in an environment or in substance or material that has within it heat increase, even if you set up the insulation on Friday to keep the food in a heated state through Shabbos, was prohibited. Just like the hot springs of Tveria were a source of heat production, not just mere heat insulation, but heat increase, and that was banned. So too, all cases of Dover HaMoisiv Hevel are usur, even if it's set up mibaod yom. And we should just point out the obvious: the case of Tveria, what they attempted to do there was to set up the pipe of cold water in the stream of hot springs on Friday, and still it was forbidden. It was banned. Omar Ula, halocha ka'anshei Tveria. Ula feels that one could rely on what the Tveria people did. Omar le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman responds and says, Kvar tavrinu anshei Tveria l'si lu naihu. But the anshei Tveria themselves accepted the ruling of restriction as was demonstrated by their breaking, tavrinu, as they broke their silenayo, the pipes that had conducted the cold water through the stream of hot springs water. Maise she'osu anshei Tveria, and the Mishnah went on to say that the water there is kichamin shehuchmu b'shabbos v'asurin berechitza. The water that was heated up through it being positioned in the hot springs is viewed as water that's heated up on Shabbos, and therefore it's usur for using for washing or for bathing. The topic heading that we have on the side of our Gemara, the Nosei, we've indicated till Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So here we are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, realizing that this is a very long sugya, lasting till Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Rechitzo B'chamin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, the issue of bathing on Shabbos and Yom Tov in hot water. So the Gemara goes on and asks, my Rechitzo. When you speak about Rechitzo as being forbidden, what do you mean by that? So here we have used the double underline to indicate the stages of analysis to figure out this issue. My rechitza, ilemo rechitzas kol gufo. If the prohibition is to bathe one's entire body, to wash one's entire body, so that would leave room for an inference. Ella, and the inference will show it's not accurate, is comes out to be wrong, and hence that will lead us to stage number two. We've used a marking or numbering scheme. The little numbers you can see in the to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text shows you the number of stages till we figure out what we're talking about. So if you think it's talking about the washing of one's entire body, so and the problem is it's water that's heated up on Shabbos, Elo Chamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos Hu Da'asurin. Oh, Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos Mutorin. Are we to assume then or infer that had the water been heated up on Friday, then it would have been mutter to wash kol gufo? V'hotanya, Chamin, we have a Tanaic source that says to the contrary. It says, Chamin Shuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, water heated up on Friday, L'mochor Roiches Bo'en Ponov Yodov Raglov Avoloi Kol Gufo. On Shabbos, you could use those waters to wash face, hands, and legs, but not entire body. Elo. So we have to go back and figure out what was meant by the Mishnah when it says that the waters going through the pipe on in Tveria are like waters heated up on Shabbos and forbidden for bathing. What bathing? Elo, ponov, yodov, viraglov. Waters heated up on Shabbos cannot be used for washing one's hands, one's face, arms, and legs. Emo Seifa. The Tanaic source, the end of it says, B'yom tov, kichamin shuchmu b'yom tov, if the Tveria pipe was set up Erev Yom Tov, so the waters that are heated up on Yom Tov are like waters heated up on Yom Tov, v'asurin v'ruchitza u'mutarin v'shtia. Forbidden for washing, but mutter allowed for drinking purposes. If you want to have a hot cup of tea using those waters and it's Yom Tov, it would be okay. So, and the issue of asurin v'ruchitza we're explaining now is ponov yoda v'raglov. So, leimot tnan stamo kibei shamai? Should we say that we have a stam mishnah, and a stam mishnah is an unnamed mishnah which carries with it halachic weight? Should we say then that we have a mishnah that rules like shitas beis shamai? And that's very unlikely because we know that shitas beis shamai would not be a shita and would not be an opinion that would be accepted halachically, and yet by Rebbe editing or authoring a mission in a stam fashion without a name, he would in effect have been paskening, ruling like Beis Shammai. Well, what did Beis Shammai ever say? So let's see. Disnan Beis Shammai omrim lo yicham odom or lo yachim odom chamin l'raglov elam kein ruyin l'shtia u'beis hilo matirin. With regard to Yom Tov, Beis Shammai says that one's not allowed to heat up water for the washing of his feet unless that water happened to be fit for drinking. Beis Hillel says, regardless of its drinking, one is allowed to heat up the water on Yom Tov for washing one's legs. But if you're going to say that the Mishnah is understood as ponov yodav raglov, it's going to then come out. You're going to come out saying that with regard to Yom Tov, it's also biruchitza what ponov yodav raglov, and that would conform to Beis Shammai. Omar Rav Iko Bar Hanina. L'shtatef bohen kol gufo askinon. L'shtatef is a case of pouring water over someone's body as opposed to sitting in a pool and bathing in it. Rashi says l'shtatef is shenoisein al gufo u'mishtatef. So that the pshat in the Mishnah is, in fact, it is an entire body type washing, but it's through a shower as opposed to a bath or going into the water. And our Mishnah then said that it's also the cold water that was heated up through that pipe put in the hot springs, also beruchitza, be also to shower oneself in the hot water on Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on to say, "V'hai Tana Hu," and it is the Tana that we are looking for is in the following source: Tesanya, Lo Yishtatif Odom Kol Gufo Bein Bechamin Ubein Betzonein Divrei Rebbe Meir. One cannot wash himself through a shower if it's an entire body washing, whether it's hot water or cold water, and even if it was heated up on a weekday. That's Shitas Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Shimon Matir. Rebbe Shimon allows. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Bechamin Osir Bitzonein Mutter. Rebbe Yehuda says the hot water is forbidden and the cold water is not is allowed. Now it's very important for us to look at Rashi on the first narrow line. V'hai Tano Rebbe Shimon he the Matir Lishtatef Kol Gufo B'Shabbos B'Chamin Shuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. It's mutter to take a shower, we'll be say a hot shower on Shabbos with water that was heated up on Friday. V'hainu D'Komar. And with this we understand that which it said, Kechamen Shuchmu B'Shabbos, also Bruchitza. The Mishnah had said that the tube in the pipe in Tveria that was heated up in the hot springs is like water heated up on Shabbos, and that's what creates the prohibition. But that leaves room to infer, Ha Shehuchmu Me'es Molshori. If it were heated up on Friday, it would be okay. Ve'i b'yom tov, kechamen shuchmu b'yom tov, also b'chitza. If it were heated up on Yom Tov proper, that would be osur for bathing. Da'filu beisil lo shori lohachem b'yom tov elupanav yodav v'raglov, avol l'shituf kol gufo lo. Even as far as Yom Tov is concerned, to take a full body shower using water heated up on Yom Tov proper, that they wouldn't allow. So it's important for us to emphasize, as we did with our markings, we dashed underlined Rabbi Shimon Matir, because we found our Tana that reflects the point of our Mishnah, that Asur Bruchitza is to shower one's entire body, because it was water that was heated up on Shabbos. But if it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, so then the shtativ kol gufo would be allowed. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Chista. You notice we have diamonds. These are explained on the side under our Mivne heading. Shlovim, these are stages. Behesber, Mosai Kayemes Machloikes, Umasai Yesh Haskoma, Beinyin Rechitza. Under what circumstances is there controversy, and under what circumstances is there a consent of opinion? Omar Rav Chisda, Machloikes Bekli, Avol Bekarka Divrei Kol Mutter. We glance at Rashi, Bekli, we're talking about the water, the use of the hot water for bathing, in, and the hot water is in a vessel. Tehoroi Omer, water that's in a vessel leads people to say, Hayom Huchmu, today on Shabbos it was heated up. And it's clear that it's heated up through through the benefit of fire. And people will come to allow heating other things up on Shabbos. Avol bekarka, Rashi says, kagon abatois shomer chutzois v'hein chamei ha'ur. In baths that are built into the ground, like is the case of bathhouses, mutar debatli luhu mitoras chamin. So we turn back to the Gemara. The whole machlokas that we mentioned was with regard to bathing in a vessel, in a kli. But if it were a function of the pool in the ground, and it's water that was heated up, Erev Shabbos, everyone would agree it's allowed. The problem is that with water in a vessel gives the impression that it was heated up on Shabbos itself. But when water is in a pool that's dug into the ground, so that that same impression is not created. The Gemara asks, "V'ha ma'isedanshi tveria bekarke havei v'asri luhu rabbanon." But wasn't it so that the incident in Tiberia involved, didn't involve a kli, but rather it was water heated up in the ground, and yet the Rabbanan asered. Elo I itmar, hochi itmar. If you're going to present anything, so present it thusly. Machloikis bekarka. The controversy surrounds water that's in a pool dug into the ground. Avo bekli, divrei hakoil osur. But water in a vessel, hot water in a vessel, everyone will agree it is forbidden. Even Rabbi Shimon will say it's forbidden. Omar Rabo Bar Barchano Omar Rab Yochanan Alocho Kerebi Yehuda. Regarding the issue of showering, Rab Yochanan rules like Rab Yehuda that waters that are warmed up, even if they're warmed up Erev Shabbos, are forbidden for showering on Shabbos, but cold water would be okay. Omar Le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, did you hear this ruling in an explicit fashion, or was it something derived, michlola, in other words, because of something else that was said, so you came to this conclusion, but not that Rabbi Yochanan actually said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda explicitly? Now we have here a bracket system. In fact, we have a double bracket system. As you can see, the circular type brackets and then an angular bracket on the next line. But initially what we do is we'll skip the entire bracketed section, and you can use your bracket length indicator, the vertical dash dotted line that you see to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, taking you to the third line from the top. This enables us to see the answer immediately. Rav Yosef asked Rabbi Bar Chana, did you hear this ruling from Rabbi Yochanan in an explicit fashion or through some type of derivation? So skipping to the third line from the top on Mem Amud Aleph, Amale Ano Beferush Shmi'ali. I heard this explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. We go back to the bracketed section. After Rabbi Yosef posed the question, did you hear it explicitly, or was it something that was inferred or derived from something else? The Gemara asks, my klola, what might that other possibility have been? What was the area from which it would have been derived? The Omar of Tanchum, Omar of Yochanan, Omar of Yanai, Omar Rebbe. Kol mokoy, sha'ato motse, shnaim chalukin. Wherever you see two opinions that are arguing, the echod machriya, and a third that serves to put to weigh down one of the two sides, or in this case, a third opinion that serves as a compromise. Halacha kedivrei hamachriya. So the halacha will follow the machriya. Now, when we look at the Tanaic source that dealt with the issue of showering, we saw Rabbi Meir saying both cold and hot are forbidden. And we see Rabbi Shimon saying both cold and hot are allowed, assuming, of course, the heating up was Erev Shabbos. So those are two extreme opinions. Rabbi Yehuda is a third opinion coming and serving as a compromise. So Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like the machriya. We should have pointed out a moment earlier, but never too late, when something is presented beferush, so then it means it was a statement made explicitly and it's clear. When something is derived miklola through inferring or extrapolating from something else that had been said or seen or done, there is a weakness to that. That's how it is in the Gemara. There's some type of built-in or inherent weakness to that that way of concluding things. So in at this point, we see what the klola might have been. Namely, Rabbi Yochanan said that where you have a machlokas and there's a third opinion that's a machria, you follow the machria. Let us skip the angular brackets for a moment. It takes us to the top line of Mem Amud Aleph, the end of the line. Ve'i miklol amai, if, in fact, Rabbi Barbachana's quote of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, is a function of deriving it from this comment of Rabbi Yochanan that Allah is like a machria, so what's the weakness? We said before that when something is miklola, there's some type of weakness. What's the weakness? It still comes out very clear that the halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers Dilma at the second line from the top of Mem Amud Aleph. I'll tell you what the weakness is. Dilma hani mili b'masnisin. It could be that the rule that Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha is like the machria, that's when you are in a mishnah. Avol b'braisa lo. But when it's in a braisa, like this case, the braisa which was on the first wide line of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yehuda stated his opinion, maybe then the halacha doesn't follow. Maybe the rule was never said. So that is the weakness in trying to conclude from Rabbi Yochanan's comment, Allah is like the Machria, from that I should figure out that we will follow Rabbi Yehuda. Just to restate that, the weakness being that maybe the rule of Halacha Kedivrei HaMachria applies to Mishnayos, but not to Machlikasim, to controversies that you see in Brises. So to this, he answers, Rabbi Baruchan answers, listen, I heard in an explicit fashion, I heard explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that halacha is to follow Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. And not a function of Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that we follow the machria, the compromise opinion. Now, we had angular brackets that we skipped. Let's go back to that. As you can see, what we are trying to accomplish in Gemara markings is to make sure that the logical flow of the Gemara is preserved before getting involved with side points that the Gemara brings up. Now, let's go back to the comment of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is kedivrei hamachria. So, there was a rule that he said, reading the Gemara four lines from the bottom toward the end, Kol mokom shata motzi shnayim chalukin v'echod machria halacha kedivrei machria, wherever you find two opinions arguing and a third opinion coming in to serve as a machria, an opinion to settling the matter by weighing down one of the two sides, or a compromise opinion, we follow that opinion. Chutz mikule matlonius, with the exception of the sugya, of the topic of kule matlonios, this is something we learned earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Chof Tes, on an Aleph. The Mishnah there in the second perek was dealing with a psilas habeget shekiplo, a piece of fabric that was rolled into a wick. And the Mishnah had mentioned a machloikis. Rabbi Elazar says it's mekabel tuma, and Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that it wasn't mekabel tuma. So in that sugya, there was a machloikis, as we just mentioned, between Rabbi Eliezer, and we mentioned Rabbi Kiva's name, but there was also the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And in that particular sukya, it appears that Rabbi Akiva was the machria. So our Gemara points out that with the exception of that sugya of kule matlonios, the small pieces of fabric that people, kule means that people don't take seriously, they treat lightly, she'afalpi she'Rabbi Eliezer machmir Rabbi Yeshua mekil, even though Rabbi Eliezer was stringent and Rabbi Yeshua was lenient. Rabbi Akiva machria, and Rabbi Akiva was a compromise opinion. Ein halacha kedivrei hamachria, because there we will not follow Rabbi Akiva's compromise approach. Chada, one reason, the Rabbi Akiva Talmud who, Rabbi Akiva was a student of these earlier Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were arguing. The Oid ha hodar be Rabbi Akiva legabe to Rabbi Yeshua. In that sugya, Rabbi Akiva himself changed his mind to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, so that Rabbi Akiva wasn't anymore functioning as a compromise opinion, but he really represented at the end the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. So that's that would be the exception case of halacha kedivrei hamachria, but otherwise Rabbi Yochanan says you would follow the compromise opinion. And as we said in this Gemara, where Rabbi Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to this issue of showering, we see at the end of the day that Rabbi Bar Chana heard Rabbi Yochanan rule explicitly that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.